This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. Then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, 5:30, Tony the Brady with Mr. Dave at 6. This half hour, what's on in terms of things happening at the Winnipeg Public Library? We've got a Christmas warning for you. I know, it's only 5 months or so until Christmas. We're going to tell you about that as well. And Ghibli Film Festival, along with our other film festivals to be listed, all coming up this half hour. Well, let's say first things first, we take a quick look at the weather. I spy with my little eye, smoke indeed, you can smell it. Yes, in Winnipeg at 23 degrees, the wind east-southeast at 21. The outlook for tonight, showers, at times heavy. A few thunderstorms expected this evening, and they don't even say risk. No, they say a few thunderstorms this evening, the low 18. The outlook for Friday, clearing, which is good to know, and the wind from the northwest at 20 in the morning. The expected high, 27, but a humidex of 35. Well, I mentioned the Winnipeg Public Library. What's on? We've gone to their website and their app for particular events, and they often do this. I know they say out in the community, and I think I'd like a little more detail. Fortunately, there's a poster to go with this. 10th anniversary of the 2026 Newcomer Welcome Fair. Free, I'll repeat that. This is Winnipeg. Free community event to welcome newcomers, refugees, immigrants. So, the 18th, today's the 16th, that is Saturday, noon till 4, at the Freight House Field. Where is that? 200 Isabel Street here in Winnipeg. So the activities include settlement information, city services, food, family activities, multicultural performances, outdoor games, and teepee learning. That's listed in the Winnipeg Public Library events and programs. It says here from noon till 4, and it's an open event, so you just drop in. I would have run a promo for this, but I see an event has been postponed. I'll tell you about it. That's The Art of Memoir Writing with Jenny Hadrian-Wills, who we interviewed here for her most recent book. She teaches here at the University of Winnipeg. So this program will be rescheduled at a later date, is what they're saying. So no date or identification for that, though. So if you were planning to go, and if you registered for this Saturday, it has been postponed because it says registrations are fully booked. Hopefully, I'm thinking that they might contact people to let them know. If you know anybody who's thinking of going to that, let them know. Also, I'm sorry, no, the ever-popular Lego Challenge is a full house. We do have Top Docs coming up at the Carol Shields Auditorium every Saturday. There's a movie there. A syncopated voyage through funk's history called We Want the Funk! From its African and jazz roots to James Brown's early work and the rise of Parliament, Funkadelic, etc., etc. Saturday, then, 2 to 3:30 in the Carol Shields Auditorium. That is in the Millennium Library. No, you don't have to register for that one. Open event, drop in again. That's 2 o'clock. Now, someone has to tell the fat man, and that's the Santa Claus Parade has put out a warning. There's a vendor scam. Organizers of the Manitoba Hydro Santa Parade, the good news and the bad news. Obviously, there is going to be a parade. The bad news, they've had to send out a warning about a scam involving fraudulent emails offering vendor booths for the 2026 parade, falsely claiming businesses can apply for vendor space, and they were listing booth prices, blah, blah. No. Monica Dirksen, who knows, says they're not legitimate. The parade does not have a vendor program, is not accepting vendor applications, is not collecting vendor fees. Do not pass go. Do not spend $200. If you've heard or seen anything about this, recipients encouraged to forward the message to parade organizers so the incidents can be documented and the scoundrels can be dealt with. Right. Now, they don't give a date, no. But the good news is, obviously, something's coming this way. Yes? Thank you.
Santa, I'm asking for the best thing that I can think of. Please bring tonight someone for me to love. I've been good, done what I should.
CD called I See a Star. Oh, years back. Could be a decade, could be more. Well, we know the date of the Santa Claus Parade. You'll know the date of the Santa Claus Parade. Free Press book pages then from last Saturday. New Dave Akers book. A stunning new novel, says Scott Montgomery. Ruminates on friendship, art, and tension between conception and creation. In fact, Scott has just he's gone off the deep end here. You don't see this very often in a book review, and certainly not in the Free Press. Sometimes a book is so wonderful you just want to scream at everyone, read this thing now, and consider it a service rendered. He's talking about Dave Eggers' latest novel, Contrapposto. Contrapposto. As he says of himself, this may sound like an overreaction, but if your goal is to be moved beyond measure, yes, and to spend a few hundred wonderfully written pages wrestling with sharply observed questions about art, talent, friendship, ambition, happiness, the meaning of success, then you've found your next read. Thank you, Scott. Scott Montgomery, Winnipeg-based writer and critic with a background in television, comedy, and literature. That title again, Contrapposto, a novel by Dave Eggers. Say, I flip it over and I see as well. Well, he's done well, has David John Ford. I swear I knew him when he was an actor, but he's an editor at the Winnipeg Free Press, but a first novel. As reviewed favorably in the Saturday Free Press by Craig Turleson, it's called Venue 13. Timely like anything, after all, behind the scenes of a festival, yes. Venue, yes. About theater, yes. What's this festival called? In the book, it's called the Skeeter Fest. Well, if that doesn't set in Winnipeg, I don't know what does. It's like one of those plays you wander into, watch for 10 minutes, and suddenly become entranced. This is the magic of theater, except here it's a book It's like a play that is a book. I don't give anything more. It's a reason why Salome wore seven veils. Headlined, Spirit of Life Theater, captured in haunted festival venue. So that title again, Venue 13, a novel in five acts by David John Fuller. Ravenstone, so published here. I was going to mention, but I probably won't bother now. He's got a nice write-up in Streets Paper and in the Free Press. Goodbye, Free Press Community Review. Yes, but a nice write-up on it in both those venues. A little more from the Winnipeg Free Press book pages. Morley Walker, former editor of the book pages, has reviewed a novel by Todd Babiak. He sent me an email on this and said he knew Todd from Edmonton and a successful author, hardworking, yes. Timely, witty, says Morley. Canadian novel wades into the North American culture wars. In What Gentlemen Do is the title. Veteran Alberta-born author Todd Babiak imagines a Gen Z protagonist whose personal insecurities have pushed him into the clutches of a white supremacist podcaster. I hope there's some humor here, Marley. What Gentlemen Do, he says, wants into your heart, too. In the end, it is a light novel, but a dark subject. And Babiak pulls it off with gentlemanly aplomb, as reviewed in Winnipeg Free Press. You know, there's a new series of Canadian classics called Kanata, K-A-N-A-T-A. So we've got six new volumes coming out. Just point out to a couple of them, and that's Richard Boghamese's Starlight, featuring an introduction by Winnipeg's Sheila Rogers. And what did I see? Maria Campbell's Little Badger and the Fire Spirit coming out as well. So what you're looking for is Kanata Classics, I guess, in one word. I would suspect they will have their own website, as not indicated there. So I mentioned festivals. I mentioned the Gimli Film Festival. Oh, I was going to mention the Gimli Film Festival. But let's hit the ones that are listed you see in the Uniter. There's only one summer edition of the Uniter, and it lasts all summer. And they put in detail, and then by website, the festivals right through the province. Now, the thing is, things change. Things come, things go. So you can go online, uniter.ca, for the most recent, up-to-date information. I just spy with my little eye that of course, the Winnipeg Fringe Theatre Festival. Yes, it started yesterday, as a matter of fact. I was there. July 15th to the 26th. One word, winnipegfringe.com. More later. The Great Outdoors Comedy Festival, the 17th to the 19th. So that's tomorrow till Sunday here in Winnipeg with greatoutdoorscomedyfestival.com. Can't go wrong with that. And did I mention? Yes, the Gimli International Film Festival. July 22nd to the 26th. Nice write-up in the Free Press a while back. Yes, they're going to show Jaws. Well, you would, wouldn't you? Don't they have a number of movies where you sit in a little beach chair and the movies are out in the water? Yes, don't sit in the water then, would be my advice. So, as I say, July the 22nd, showing Shrek. 23rd, Raising Arizona. 24th, Jaws. 26th, Night of the Living Dead. And on July 25th, there is a documentary on the tragically hip called Long Time Running.
Pushing around the weather vane, Jesus. The Zippo lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that nothing new beside. No one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it. After dark, the walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister. Hung with pictures of our parents, prime minister. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. Cause if you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We and pretty things. Let's just see what tomorrow brings. We kings and pretty things.
At the Gimli International Film Festival running July 22nd to the 26th at dark, just off the dock on the 25th. It is 17 minutes after 5. You're listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, heard here Thursdays 5 to 5:30 on CKWFM 95.9 on your dial here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm looking at the Community Review West. Going to miss this. Because he did a nice page, and I do mean an entire page, on Dalinford. Dalinford was the home of Hugh John MacDonald, the only living son of John A. He was our premier for about 9 months, etc. Went on to be a magistrate, for which he was greatly beloved. If you want to know more, you can always come on our walk. The space-time continuum allows him to return for two walks every summer. Compliments the Winnipeg Public Library. We always start from Dalinford. It is a Victorian house built for him and his wife, Gertie. And it is set very much in the Victorian times. But, of course, they try to do things that make a connection with then and now. Certainly things have changed at Dalinford. A little write-up in the Free Press, as I say, the Community West, tells you about how it was going to disappear, but it was saved. And the greater range they're trying to do with Manitoba history now. Sarah Watkins is the head honcho there. She's been the director for 2 years, and her focus is to be a community space. She says, we want to be a hub as a place for people to socialize and learn. So during tours, MacDonald family has talked about it because it was their house. But in her role, she's tried to expand the museum's programming to include historically underrepresented groups like the spinsters, the suffragists, tour that highlights women, not just about the societal expectations for women at the time. And don't forget, they also have drugs in Victorian times there as well. And you can go online. They have a very good indication of the range of programming through the summer. Some you have to register with, register ahead, so you want to get on that early. And I've just sent in and proposal for something for near Halloween, September or October, to be a Legend of Sleepy Hollow and maybe the cremation of Sam McGee. I know they're going to do something as well at Halloween there at Delnford. 61 Carlton Street. Anyways, that write-up in what might have been the last, the Free Press Community Review West for Wednesday, July 15th. 20 minutes after 5 now, as I turn to the Winnipeg Free Press and work our way through the obituaries. COVID put us behind, and we're still way behind this. Carl Waldemar Sheeran. I looked at his face, and I do remember him as a spokesman for the Winnipeg Police Service. Died March 14th, 2025. He began his distinguished career in 1974. Began his career by walking the beat. In numerous roles, responsibilities, general patrol, detectives, homicide, canine, ERU, harbor patrol, community policing, media spokesperson, rank of sergeant, president of the Winnipeg Police Association, and then finally, acting divisional commander of the community relations unit. He often said, "I've never had a bad day on the job. It's all how you look at things." Thank you for your service, Carl. Something from the Winnipeg Police Service pipe band then. This is Highland Cathedral. On the supper table tonight, then. Highland Cathedral. Yes, there was an organ there as well as the Winnipeg Police Service Band, of course, here in Winnipeg. Say, thinking of the Winnipeg Public Library, I want to remind you, as you're house cleaning or getting rid of things, etc., that the Friends Book Sale is always looking for books. You can donate books, DVDs, video games, all formats, CDs and LPs in excellent condition. Any branch of the Winnipeg Public Library during open hours. Pack them into sturdy, liftable, I'll repeat that, liftable, small to medium-sized boxes, no more than 3. We've got hundreds, all right. Then you may wish to contact the library and say, it's worth your while, it's worth our while to come and see you. And when we get the next book sale, I'm on their website. I go on their app. I guess I get emails from the friends of the Winnipeg Public Library. When we have the next sale, of course, we'll share it with you. Well, we talked about The Fringe, started last night. Carol and I were volunteering, selling tickets across the street here. Just a reminder that the Asper Theater Center, right across from the University of Winnipeg, is a venue there. There were three shows there last night. The trick, of course, is to get a program. Get a program and get a program. It's like location, location, and get a program. Jen Zarati did a nice little write-up in the Free Press on this. And I see that the streets from July on page 5 has got Get Your Fringe On at the West End Fringe Hub, July 15th to the 27th. So the Gargoyle Theater is mentioned here, the West End Cultural Center. So anywhere where there's two or three theaters together, which is one of the advantages of going out to the Franco-Manitoban Cultural Center. You can eat out there, and if you can put two, three shows together, certainly makes your while, and you get, I'll repeat that, free parking. Anyways, Winnipeg Fringe Festival, it's on now till the 26th. Have a look at the program. Yes, you can have a look at the about everything that's happening online. And we'll talk about this more, Carol and I, on Saturday with what we see tonight. And on Friday, we'll give you our reviews then. 26 minutes after 5 then. So time up next for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Obituary for Takashi Tonagai in the Winnipeg Free Press from June the 20th. And I see, well, he left Vancouver due to forced displacement when he was a boy. But what I wanted to mention out of all that, and it's a long bit from the 20th, participated in 1982 in introductory workshop for taiko drumming. From that day, he became an active taiko drummer, founding member of Winnipeg's Hinode Taiko, who you hear behind us with Together.